Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Mike Miles. The keffiyeh is still banned in the Ontario legislature. The black and white checkered scarf is worn in many Arab countries and has long been a symbol of the Palestinian people. The speaker at Queen's Park prohibited its use yesterday, claiming it carries political connotations. Idil Moussa has more on efforts to reverse that decision.
Hopefully the speaker will change his mind. I think.
Premier Doug Ford calls the ban divisive. Like the province's opposition parties, he wanted the speaker's decision to prohibit the scarf overturned. But a unanimous consent motion to reverse it failed to pass Thursday morning. Independent MPP Sarah Jama says the ban suppresses cultural identity.
Over and over again, we're seeing policy and decision-making that continues to say, you know, we can't talk about Palestine. People are not allowed to show their culture in that place.
Jewish advocacy group B'nai B'rith has commended the speaker's decision, saying all provincial legislatures and the federal parliament should follow suit.
In my view, it should be allowed.
Ottawa MP Yasser Naqvi says the House of Commons should be an inclusive space where people are allowed to express their culture. Idil Moussa, CBC News, Toronto.
This investigation is far more than fraud.
Police in Ontario and Quebec have arrested 14 people linked to the so-called grandparent scam. The scammers called seniors who use traditional landlines to extort money. Detective Inspector Sean Chatland is with the Ontario Provincial Police.
They would impersonate police officers, judges, lawyers, and loved ones, preying on grandparents who believed they were trying to help family members in trouble.
In all, 126 identified victims lost hundreds of thousands of dollars. Some were victimized several times, losing all their life savings. Many struggled with mental and physical health problems as a result. The aftermath of Tuesday's federal budget is still being felt in Ottawa. Opposition leader Pierre Poilievre is taking aim at some of the Trudeau government's new social programs. He accused the revamped PharmaCare bill of trying to regulate private medical insurance or ban it altogether. J.P. Tasker reports.
Most of your listeners already have coverage through their workplace.
Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre says national PharmaCare could be scrapped if he's elected. In an interview with City News, he claimed the government wants to push everyone onto a public plan.
So I will not be supporting any plan like the one in the Liberal government's bill that would ban you from having a workplace drug coverage.
Health Minister Mark Holland says the federal government will do no such thing.
It's the dishonesty to me that is so reprehensible.
For now, PharmaCare only covers contraception and diabetes treatments. Holland accused Poilievre of fear-mongering.
He knows he's going to lose that argument, so he creates fake boogeymen. He tries to scare people.
Poilievre also left open the door to axing the government's new dental care program. More than a million people have already signed up for coverage. J.P. Tasker, CBC News, Ottawa.
All 12 jurors, as well as one alternate, have now been selected for Donald Trump's hush money trial. But the selection process will continue for another five alternates. Earlier today, two jurors already seated were dismissed by the judge. One of them expressed doubts whether she could be impartial and fair and worried she might be identified. Another was excused after prosecutors raised concerns about the honesty of some of his answers. The trial could begin on Monday. America's most famous political family is shunning one of their own.
That's right. The Kennedy family endorses Joe Biden for president.
That's Kerry Kennedy proclaiming the best presidential candidate is not her brother, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And more than a dozen family members agree. The son of the former senator and presidential candidate and nephew of President John F. Kennedy is running as an independent in the November election. Some of his relatives fear his name on the ballot could divide Democratic voters. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Mike Miles.